Welcome to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Brandon Muhammad from the Department of Synagogue Initiatives, filling in for Rabbi Naftali Herman this week. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 30th day of the month of Sivan here in the United States, and already Yom Shlishi in Eretz Yisrael. Happy Rosh Chodesh, everyone. We are so thankful to Hashem that all the hostages from October 7th have finally been brought home, and we continue to pray for everyone else who needs health and blessings in any way. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Hadar from Temple Moses Sephardic Congregation of Florida in Miami Beach to share words of Divrei Chizuk. Following Rabbi Hadar's remarks, we will recite together three chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. That's 20, 121, and 130. Tehillim will be followed by Acheinu, which we will say together in both Hebrew and English. This will be followed by the Mishaberach for the soldiers, and conclude for the Mishaberach Lecholim, at which point Rabbi Hadar we'll pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us the opportunity to insert names of all of those who we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim reminder email, you can subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. That's T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M-C-A-L-L. One more time, that's ou.org/T-E-H-I-L-L-I-M-C-A-L-L. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hadar.
Thank you, and it's good to be back. After several years, I had started this, one of the first calls. So it's my honor, and also thinking of also Tim Boxer and Shlomo Kohen, Yishev Eschut. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and it's a very, very powerful time. When it would be Shabbat of Rosh Chodesh, we have something very interesting. We read, V'ahav Totana Ratzit V'banu, Ramamtanu mikol ha-shanot, bekidashtanu b'mitzvatecha, bekaraftanu malkenu l'avotecha. That these are the words that we read when we add in the Musaf of Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, and it's very interesting language. These are identical words that we use to thank Hashem for giving us the Yamim Tovim, the holidays, generally in the introduction of one of the middle brachot of Yom Tov. And we say the same words if it was Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh itself, except we omit two words. We don't say Ata Vechartano. Why would we omit those two words for Rosh Chodesh, but we do say them on Yom Tov? So I saw one answer from a Sefer She'ed Nevi that he answers that because the Rosh Chodesh was given to us before the Torah itself was given, and before we were chosen to be the nation that would receive the Torah itself. Therefore, Rosh Chodesh, we omit those words because referring to our choice as a nation which received the Torah. This is before the Torah. That's his answer. But the concept is unbelievably powerful. The concept, really, and this is what the Tefillah is telling us, is that the Rosh Chodesh belonged to the Jewish people before we were a nation of Israel, before we received the Torah, before we accepted the Torah itself. This goes back to a moment in time, as it were, where the power of the creation, before even the Torah itself, in the sense that this is part and parcel of who we are as a Jewish nation. And this gives us a certain understanding of the power of the day. The day is a day that it is truly a moment of hitchatshut, of newness, because we started with this as a Jewish nation. And we can always know that we always have the ability to renew and to reconnect with that this moment in time historically. And perhaps that's what we say in our tefillot, where we say on Rosh Chodesh today, Chadesh Aleinu et HaChodesh Hazal L'Tova V'Racha. We ask that this should be a time of great hitchatshut, that God should give us and renew for us blessings and happiness and health. But perhaps even more than that, it's perhaps a reflection on ourselves, that for ourselves we can renew our connection with Hashem in a new way every Rosh Chodesh, that we can start to see and connect with Hashem from our side, not just asking God to renew for us, but to know that this moment in time connects us to even the before we receive the Torah. This is our moment. This is our moment that we were connected to God from the beginning. And if we see the world in that way, that gives us a renewed connection and understanding and really a special moment with Hashem for ourselves. And it's time for great prayers. And this is why we add in very special prayers today. So as we're going to go forward with the Tehillim and the special prayer for the Chayalim and the prayer also for Nir Fuash Lema, that we should know that today is an auspicious day, a powerful day, a day of great renewal, not just asking God to renew ourselves and have prayers and blessings for us, but to renew our personal connection with God. And in so doing, we should see all of the blessings come down from Shamayim. Amen. Now, we're going to go from there, I believe, to the reading of the Tehillim. And we're going to begin with Psalm number 20, Kaf. And I'll read it slowly and with intention. And then we're going to go to the various other prayers that we're going to do. Psalm 20. Lam natzeach mizmor l'David. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara. Yisa gevcha Shem Elohe Yaakov. Ishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh, Umitzion Isadeka, Iskor Kol Minchotecha, Va'olatecha Yidashna Sela, Itenlecha Kilvavecha, Vacholatatecha Yemale, Neranina Bishuatecha, Uvshem Elohino Nigdol, Yemale Adonai Kol Mishalotecha, Ata Yadati Kiyoshi Adonai Meshicho, Yaneo Mishmekocho, Begrot Isha Yemino, Ela Berechav, Velo Basusim, Vanachnu Beshem, Adonai Elohino Asker, Hema Karo, Venafalo, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Venit Odad, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Yaneinu, Biyom Koreinu. We now turn to Psalm 121, and it's one that we all know very well, but to note in the Sephardic community, we say Psalm 121 every single night, because we know that even in the darkness, we can always lift up our eyes to Hashem. Shir lama'alot, esa einai el heharim, ma'ain yavo ezri, ezri mi'im Adonai, ose shamayim va'aret, al iten lamot raglecha, al yanum shomerecha, hine lo yanum velo yishan, Shomer Israel, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzilecha Yad Yeminecha, Yomam HaShemesh Le'akeka, Ve'arech Balayla, Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora, Yishmor Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmor Tzetecha Avoecha, Me'ata Ve'adolam. The final verse there says, may God always watch us as we go and come in this world and as we go and come from this world. The final psalm we're going to read, Psalm 130, Kaf Lamed. Bir hama'alot mima'amakim karaticha Adonai, Adonai shim'a bekoli, tiena oznecha kashvo l'kol tachanunai, im avonot tishmor ya. Adonai mi ya'amon, ki im macha haselicha, l'ma'an tivare, iviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, L'dvarach alti, nafshi l'Adonai meshomerim laboker, shomerim laboker, yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki aim Adonai chesed, v'harbe imo fedut, v'hu yifted Yisrael, mikol avonotav. We're going to say the Achenu, both in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu, kol bet Yisrael, v'natunim b'tzara u'v'ashivya. Ha'omdim ben bayam uben bayavasha. Ha'makom yirachem alehem. Yotiem mitzara lirvaha. Umefele lara. Umishubud legula. Hashta ba'agala v'zman kariv. Ben omar. Amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, Arminan, on sea or land, may the all present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom. Now swiftly and soon let us say, Amen. We're going to say the Misha Barach now, special prayer for the Israel Defense Forces, followed by the special prayer for those that need a Irfua Shema. Misha Barach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, U'Yevarech Et Chayalei Tzva Hagana Le'Yisrael, Anshei Kochot HaBitachon, Hamedim Al Mishmar Artzenu. V'Arei Eloheinu, Min HaLevanon V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'Min Hayam HaGadol Alavo HaArava, V'Chol Makom Shehem, V'Yabasha Ba'Avir U'Vayam, Iten Adonai Et Oyvinu HaKamim Aleinu Negafim Lefnehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatzil Et Chayelinu Mikol Tzara V'Tzuka U'Mikol Nega U'Mechala V'Yishlach Bracha V'Atzlacha V'Chol Ma'aseh Yedehem Yedaber Shoneinu Tachtehem V'Yatrem B'Chet Yeshua V'Ater Nitzachon V'Yikoyam Bahem HaKotuv Ki Adonai Elohechem HaOlech Imachem Hilachem Lachem Imo Yvechem L'Shiachem V'Nomar Amen. Now we're going to say the Misha Berach for the Cholim, and we'll take a 30-second pause in the middle to make sure everybody has a moment to share the names or think of the names that need a full Refuah Shema. Misha Berach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzhak V'Yaakov, Moshe V'Haron Davidu Shlomo, Hu Yevarech Et HaCholim. Please take a moment. Amen. May they all have a quick, speedy, and full recovery. Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Hadar. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the near future. And it's always great to have someone returning on the call. Rabbi Herman will be back on next week on Monday. And I would also like to thank our colleague, Rebecca Levy, for all her help in coordinating the call. For us here at the Daily Tzillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 10 a.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Israel Time. As each day at this time, we pause to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Kol Yisrael around the world. Thank you and have a great day.